But probably one of the most controversial things to happen in the week was that BBC programme with the two super soldiers, the two Swedish twins, which we now realise are actually trained and mind-controlled super soldiers. And that's how they were very cleverly demonstrated, using BBC cameras as if turning up by accident, which we now feel is not the case. How that programme, Madness in the Fast Lane, was actually a staged promotion of super soldiers in combat. This is what they can do. They can be run over by trucks and survive. They can be run over by cars three times and survive. They take five or six people to tie them down. And the key to all this was when the girl was released from jail after one day. And then this stranger comes up, picks her up and says, "We're very sorry, offers her some assistance." And then the next day she stabs him seven times in the chest and kills him stone dead within 60 seconds. So then she runs away, hitting her head with a hammer. And failing to kill herself doing that, she then jumps off a motorway bridge and, of course, survives all this to serve 5 years in jail. And, of course, ladies and gentlemen, 5 years in jail, that was about 2 years ago, so who knows? She's maybe already been released and is away scot-free. But I wouldn't blame her. I would blame those who take the children at the age of five, mind control them, and send these super soldiers off on off-world combat. So, Linda, there's a few points for you to discuss in the show today. Running around like blazes, doing interviews. God bless. This is Miles on your radio, signing off for Linda.